Blog Talk Radio.
That little beep that's on that machine in the hospital, it didn't go straight on you. In other words, it wasn't a straight line. Kept beating. You're blessed. Praise the Lord. I know all of you are blessed. Let's see if we can get some prayer this morning. Some of these precious people. I wonder, is Pastor Latanya Williams, can you hear me? Amen. Can you hear me, Sister Latanya? All right. What about Sister Roshanda Toombs? Can you hear me? Sister Renee, are you there? Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Good morning, yes, sir.
Pastor Johnson?
Yes.
I'm here. It's Renee.
All right. Let me get one
more. Good morning.
More. Good morning to you.
Well, we'll get to take this thing off.
Who is that now? All right. Sister Renee, you pray... trying to locate Sister Roshanda Toombs. Are you awake this morning? How about you, Sister Jerry Hall?
Good morning.
Good morning. We'll ask you to pray again. All right, go ahead, Sister Renee and Sister Jerry. God bless you. The line's open to you.
Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. I just want to thank everybody on the prayer line. Lord, I just want to pray for this nation and what all it's going through. I know, God, you're going to this is going to be a better nation. I just want to pray for the law enforcement. Lord, I just want to thank you for all you've done. Pray for everybody on this prayer line, the storms they're going through. Lord, I just want to pray. Thank you, Lord, for everything and these things we ask in your name, Jesus. Amen.
My. All right. Go
Lord
ahead.
Jesus, we thank you for another beautiful day. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We thank you for Monday, Lord Jesus. Let us be positive about it, Lord Jesus. Let our light shine for you on today, Lord. Let us have joy in our hearts, Lord Jesus. Let us have laughter on today, Lord. Let us be excited about Monday like we're excited about Friday, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for the ones that have jobs, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the ones that are seeking, Lord Jesus, jobs, that we are not giving up, Lord Jesus, on today. Lord, we love you. We thank you for the First Lady, the Chief Ambassador, the Mother of the Nation. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the First Fruits prayer line. Lord, to just think of you when we wake up in the morning, Lord Jesus, and to have you in our hearts throughout the day, Lord, we just thank you on today. In your name, amen.
Beautiful. Two beautiful prayers. And may I just greet you this morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's all speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Father God.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
I want all of you from area code. I don't know. I want you to represent your area code, people who are awake et cetera. Represent your area code. I got 913. What do you have?
Renee McKnight, 325.
All right. Anybody else?
Sister Foshi, 801.
Anybody else?
Edna Christopher, 901.
Deborah Johnson, 325.
All right. Anybody else?
Peterson, 219.
219. Anybody else?
Sister Lucille, 816.
816. All right. We needed those area codes representing several others. Anybody else?
Mother Britt, 910.
910. All right. Somebody else. Want to represent. I tell you what, let's just open our mouths and begin to represent and thank God for what he has done for us, and even in those area codes. Thank God for your brothers, for your sisters.
Thank you.
On the line to thank him. I keep telling you, Job's captivity was moved when he prayed for his friends. So let's pray in the name of Jesus unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank him.
Thank
and
you.
Represent those who are not here.
Yes.
Do it now. Pray and check.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank
you, Lord.
be locked in your memory bank. You forget more than you remember. God bless you. But I was reminded yesterday, this young man came to me, and he had this toothache. I mean, he was on his way to the dentist on today. He said, I'm going to the dentist as soon as I can get there. And I said, let me give you a health tip. He said, what is it? I said, on your gums and on your teeth. He said, what is it? I said, you know, next time you get in the shower, hold your mouth up to that water that's coming out of those sprayers, amen, out of the spray we're spraying in your mouth. I want you to take your finger and move your lips around until that water hits every area of your teeth. They will get food out and things out of your gums, underneath your gums, that you can't see, that you can't brush out. I mean, it's up under there, but you can't see it, and you can't somehow, when you go to the dentist, he takes a sharp instrument and tries to get up under there. But I said to the young man, I said, have you ever watched television? He said, I'm sure. I said, did you see on the news where big, huge mansions, million-dollar mansions, were being washed off of the hill there in Hollywood? He said, I think I did see that. I said, do you know what washed it off? He said, water washed it off. I said, well, now how did water wash a mansion off the hill? He said, I don't know. I helped him for a moment. I said, well, those mansions on the hill, in order for water to wash it off, didn't it have to get up under there? He said, yeah. I said, and when it got up under there, what did it do? He said it somehow loosened, it must have loosened the dirt all under there, and it got out stuff, it hit stuff under there like they didn't even know about. I said, exactly right, exactly right. It affected the foundation. He said, you're right, it affected the foundation. I said, and that's what happens when you use those water picks. It goes under there and gets stuff underneath there that you don't even realize is there. It goes underneath the foundation of your tooth and gets stuff that you can't even see. It will loosen it up under there. And nowadays, you know, you have an option. If you like those little small, sharp instruments that they stick up in your mouth, you have an option. Go ahead and do that. Amen. If you like paying maybe $150, $200 for a dentist appointment, go ahead and pay it. God bless you. If you like having your teeth fixed, it costs you $3,000. Amen. Go ahead. But God put a help tip here for you. If you would get under that shower and open your mouth and let those water picks get all up under your teeth and get the foundation down in there, you'll stop all that aching in there. It may ache. If you ache it now, it may ache a little while in order for that water to get under there. But it will stop it. And very, 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 very seldom will you go to the dentist if you just use what God gave to you on this earth. We have a health tip this morning. Some of y'all, perhaps, you're cooking, and you got something that's healthy for people, and you cook it. And stop, doesn't have a whole lot of calories in it, but you got something that will be a blessing to people. Somebody knows how to help you in your colon area. Amen. You know how to go and have something that will help you clean out your colon. And some of y'all got stuff that will clean it out that will help you live longer. Amen. Some of y'all know how to help people on this line with memory. Memory, I said. Amen. My mother used to use some stuff that she would take for her memory. See? There's nothing wrong with taking some wonderful things that will help you with different areas in your body. So Somebody said it right on Friday. Your body is like a car. It has to have a cleaning out sometimes, change the oil. Uh-huh. You have to keep water in there. Yeah, if you don't keep water in that car, you'll mess things up. Even when it gets cold, you can have some water that will cause it to keep on functioning. Amen. And some of y'all have some cures or something that will help us. If you even got swelling in the brain, you know some stuff to do. If you got blood clots anywhere in your body, you know some stuff to do. If you got problems in the lower intestines or the upper intestines, you know some stuff that will help people. Some of y'all have had migraine headaches, and you know some stuff to do that will help you not to have migraines. Amen. So many things I can say. I'm just trying to stimulate your mind here. Some of y'all got ear problems. You've been having ear ringing for I don't know how long, but somebody on this line knows how to stop that. You've been trying to stop it by bopping your ears and everything. Somebody knows how. Something that will help you. Amen. I went to the doctor. I had an ear problem, and I told him more than what he told me. Amen. Some of y'all got eye problems. You know some stuff that will help you in your eyes. So this is our health tips today. You can come with your home remedies or whatever. Amen. You see, well, I told this before, but maybe the person who needed to hear it wasn't on the line that day. Amen. We changed so on the line. Amen. But I want to get some health tips. Amen. Somebody who can, I just gave you one. Amen. But somebody who can help us on this line today with any type of help tip, hey, that would be a blessing to the people. Amen. The line is open to you. Health tips. Amen. Anybody? Line's open. All right. God bless you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Eva Ambassador Lily Garnett, area code 773.
Yes,
I do have a product I'm in business with this product, Total Life Changes. It's called the IASOT. That's one of the products we have. We have skin products. We have quite a different products. But the IASOT, it detoxes your colon, your liver, and your kidneys. And it's all natural. And people said the ones that has high blood pressure, high diabetes, or whatever, all this tea, it does help. It has 9 different types of herbs in it, and people that have used it, they're very satisfied with it.
Now it's called what?
IASOT.
IHOT.
IASO. IASOT. It's a T. It's in a pack. It's in a package, and you make it. You have to make a gallon. It tells you on the direction. If you on the tea bag, it gives you directions of how to make it. And a gallon of tea lasts a week, and you drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day. And
all right,
you can
now,
see the results right away.
Where do they get it?
Pardon me?
Where can they get it?
Oh, I am one of the distributor of that product.
So it's not on the market, but
it's not on. Well, yeah, no, it's not on the market.
Okay.
Some
now
people
tell me what
you can get off Amazon, but I don't know what's all in it. You know, it's on.
Hey, tell me what it's good for again.
It detoxes your colon, your liver, and your kidneys. And it does different for different people. Now, some people have lost weight with it. It's not a weight loss tea, but it would do whatever it needs to do in your system, for your system. So it helps migraines. It helps different. One of my friends had bought the tea. She said it helped her to sleep better. Sometimes she was not able to sleep during the day, or she has restless nights. So she said that helped her in that way. Some people have lost weight from it, but it's not a weight loss tea. But people have lost weight because it gets all the parasites out of your system. And you can feel the difference when you take it. It's a cleanser, and it's all natural. It's nothing like colonics that people go get the harmful colonics and stuff. It's nothing harmful for you.
Now, let me ask you about those colonics. The colonic, amen. You say that's harmful for you?
Well, some people have taken colonics, like the doctor. Like some people, hygienists may give people colonics, and that's sometimes it's not really good for your body, you know.
Mm.
But this is an all natural product, and you know, you can. It's a website. I have a website that you can go to. A person can go to my website, or they can call me and get, you know, the information from that. So it's, I have cards. I have a website. The person can go to it and look at it. And
what is your name?
Lily Garnett.
Oh, this is Sister Garnett.
Yes, sir.
All right. Sister Garnett, give me your website.
www.tollifechanges.com.
W-H-O-L-E.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Total, www.total, T-O-T-A-L, Life Changes, .com, / 369-2991. And they can go on that my website and look at all the different products that we have. It's quite a few. We have a NutriBurst. That's the minerals. They have 72 minerals. It's a lot of different products they have that can be helpful to them. And even if someone wants to lose weight, they have a product. We have several different products, and it could be very helpful to people.
Let me see if I got that right. Total Life Changes, 369-2991.
Okay, totallifechanges.com.
All right, .com.
/ 369, that's my IBO number, 369-2991.
All right, totallifechanges.com. /369-2991. All right.
And it's
all
like
right.
Your health and your health is your wealth.
It sure is. Amen. A lot of people got money and you can't spend it. You can't enjoy it because you don't feel well.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much, Sister Garnett.
Okay. Thank you.
Bless you. Is there anybody else who has something for us this morning? I'm going to have some special guests on here next Monday if the Lord says the same. But if you're here now and you want to share something with us, the line is open to you. I hear somebody trying. We can't hear you. Keep talking for a moment.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you better now. Go ahead.
Alfalfa, please, nip off the rabbit.
You said what now?
Alfalfa tea.
Alfalfa tea. Wow. This is Sister Peterson, or who is this?
It's Peterson.
You got to talk up.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to hear you. You're breaking up a little bit.
My phone's all the way up. The alfalfa tea.
Alfalfa tea. All right. Tell me what that does.
Good for arthritis.
For arthritis. Amen. For Brother Arthur. Alfalfa.
Turmeric is good for joints. You also can use turmeric in your cooking, so it's good for joints.
Turmeric. I think that's turmeric.
Turmeric, whatever it is. Turmeric and turmeric is good for joints.
That's good for joints.
Yeah, I can good with it too.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, that's turmeric is good for joints. But it takes the pains out of joints or what?
It's good for inflammation. It's good for inflammation. And it's good for your brains also.
Mm. All right. It's good for your brain also. All right. Now, that alfalfa tea, help me out one more time. That's good for what now?
Arthritis.
All right. Good. Somebody else. This is your health tips this morning. Man, we have many of them. Y'all would just come on with them. Come on. All right. Now, somebody mentioned baking powder the other day. What does that do? What is that good for? You use a little baking powder. All right.
Mm-hmm. I know you can brush your teeth with it.
Brush your teeth with baking soda.
Yeah, it makes your teeth white.
All right. That's what they used to use instead of toothpaste, right?
Yeah.
My Lord. All right.
If you have muscle cramps, a tablespoon of mustard.
Yeah.
Muscle cramps in your leg or something.
Okay.
Tonic water is good for cramps.
Now, what's that they just named?
Tonic water is good for cramps.
Tonic water. My Lord. Good. All right. Now, Ambassador Dr. Lacey mentioned what the Bible, HYSSOP, hyssop. What is that good for? Some people haven't heard that. It's good for what now?
Yes, it is good for the cleansingness of the body, mind, spirit, the everything. Psalms 51:7. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. That is the word of the Lord. Good morning to you.
Good morning. What do y'all use to help your memory?
That will help the memory.
This is two.
It's a,
Mama used ginkgo biloba. Ginkgo.
Ginkgo. That's spelled G-Y-N-K-O. G-I-N-K-O. Yeah, and you can buy that being at the drugstore. My mother was 95, close to 96, and she used ginkgo many times and stood behind ginkgo. You want to remember that name. It may help your memory. All right. Anybody have anything for your memory? Amen. Come on, y'all. Y'all know some stuff from memory. Unless y'all forgotten.
Eating the right food, you don't know. Mm-hmm. All of this food now has so many different types of harmful things in it. Medication is the same way. You take medication, but your blood pressure is going to ruin something else. take that, and it's going to ruin something else in your body. So the medication that they are giving us now is really the situation you find that a lot of people is going off and having no memory. A lot of our older people, a lot of our young people doesn't have the memory that they should have. We have a couple of pastors here that has totally lost their memory. We have an alderman that lost his memory. Pastor that lost his memory.
Fading away, Master Lacey.
Doctor lost their memory.
Yeah, and you're fading away on us. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
It's hard to hear you.
Okay,
I said a lot of people have lost their memory because of some of the medication that they give us. High blood pressure really drives you right out of it. You can't even think what day it is. A lot of them go away from home. We had one pastor here that went away from home and couldn't get back. He was gone for 3 days. He's searching everywhere for him. We have a nurse and her husband lost their memory, couldn't think how to get back home. Oh, God. We have an alderman that lost his memory, couldn't think, can't think, can't even remember how to get back home after 40 or 50 years. So we have to be careful what we take. It fixes one thing and it destroys the other one. So I suggest prayer. Fasting and praying for things that you know that you can't seem to comprehend. But the doctors ain't with it. Once you get up above 55 years old, they want to give you some medication to get rid of you. I was watching on TV this morning where this man was 65 years old, and they said that they going to create a telephone so they won't have to, and they're going to charge when you go to the emergency room so many times for to get help. That was on TV this morning on CNN.
My God. My God. You said something, Ambassador Lacey, that's very important. After you get a certain age, they want to get rid of you.
They shall not.
When we tell the truth, there are some people who've gone to the hospital and your loved one was doing all right. And then all of a sudden they gave them something. And before you knew it, you got a call. Come right now. Come right now. Get the family members here at the hospital. And it wasn't long before your loved one was gone. Have you ever noticed or known of any situation like that?
All the time. I went in the hospital just a few weeks ago. Our convocation was going on. I went there because I had a cold. I wound up staying in the hospital a whole week. And ever since I've been out of there, they've been sending me this hospital letter saying, you know what I mean, we can help you. You know, we can help you with hospice. And I wrote them a letter and told them, don't even call me, not let them know, send me no more paperwork. When I get ready, I will make my decision on how I want to go or what I want to be done. They would put you in the hospital and take away all your medication, all but that one that they give you that will make you sleep comfortable and look comfortable. I signed a person in hospitals that I was taking care of a few years ago. And the memory of that person just keep on coming back because I should have never done that. I didn't know they was going to take a medicine, a water, a food, IV, everything. All they was doing is saying, and once you put them in hospital, it's hard to get them out. And they will give you some stuff that will make you sleep on away from here.
Yeah, you're right, Mother.
Sleep away. Can't remember nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the things I believe is part of what they do. They say they make you comfortable and make your loved one leave in peace. But, well.
I don't need their peace. If God don't give me some peace, I don't need none. They send me a letter every week. I get a letter from saying that they can do this new burial thing of burning you up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I never will sign nobody else in hospice. They put a bishop in hospice, and, oh, God, he told me he wasn't taking nothing they gave him. God let him live 2 more years, 3 more years. And they ready to do you in. Go out there and see.
Yeah, but when you submit yourself, amen, they are professionals at, well, let me leave that alone. I'll just say this, Mother Johnson, my mother, one of the things she did anytime she went into the hospital, she told them what she wanted to take. She didn't take everything they gave her. She said, I just want a pain. She took some of that stuff they gave her one time. She said, I don't want y'all ever give me that again.
That's right.
Never. I don't want to take nothing like that no more. She said, all I want for pain is give me some strong Tylenol. That's all I want. But they gave her some stuff, and people thought she had lost her mind.
That's crazy.
She was seeing stuff like you would never imagine. She was, but that stuff will send you on a trip, you know. Drugs, that send you on a trip.
And right.
They kind of have you tripping. And then you start seeing things in the room and all that kind of stuff. And then folks think you're losing your mind. And it's the drugs they're giving you.
That's
it's like
exactly
a person
right.
on a trip, on a drugs, yeah. So you have to be careful with that with your loved ones. Monitor the things that they're giving you. Monitor. See, you got to understand that many times people are interns and they experiment with this and experiment with that. And you got to not be a guinea pig for folks because they will make you out a guinea pig if you're in a hospital where you got all kinds of interns and things like that. They'll use you as a guinea pig. How you think they know so much? They've experimented with this or that, and they lost some people and said, don't do it like that, and documented it into a book and said, this is what you do not do, and do it this way. And so, I mean, anybody, if you lose somebody, you won't do it that way no more either.
No, Lord. Mm-mm.
But, all right, these are health tips this morning. I'll take one more. Anybody have another health tip? It will help the people. Amen. Be a blessing.
This is in Kansas City for goat, black cherry juice. And you get it from the health. For gout, black cherry juice, and you get it from the health food store.
Cherry juice for gout. Amen. All right. Putting that down too. Some of y'all better write this stuff down. You don't know what you may be like on next year. The Lord's blessing you now. Go ahead and take it now.
Please remember what you take for blood thinners. You turned me redder than a coal of fired skin was rolling off of me like just rolling off. I got up out of the hospital, signed myself out, and come home. Got me some olive oil, some blessed oil, and just had them rubbing, putting it on me every day so I could get my skin back. Under my feet, down my legs, all on my arms, all on my body. Just red as coal of fire. I stayed in this house from December the 19th until the 14th of February before I could go anywhere. And I only had the pneumonia, but they gave me some blood thinners that almost clent me away, almost put me away from here. So you got to be careful. And now they suing for blood thinners that they're giving them blood thinners. If they know that these blood thinners is going to do you that way, why should they give them to you? Blood thinners.
All right, Mother, blood thinners. Be careful with that. Amen. Do you have any suggestions other than blood thinners? You said olive oil or blessed oil?
Blessed oil, that's what I use. I've taken it, and I would take it and have myself anointed with it. I believe the word of God says that if there's sick among you, call for the elders of the church, and I may not be quoting it like it is in the Bible, and let them pray over the sick, and they anoint them with oil, and they shall be healed. A lot of times you go out, you get a lot of crazy stuff. Whew. Well, you know one thing, they got a burial for you. They use a cremation. They used to preach against cremation, but they ain't doing it no more. Everybody you hear now is getting cremated. I don't want nobody burning me up.
Me either.
Burnt the lady next door here to me. And every night for about 4 weeks, she'd come and stand over my bed. And one night I got up and I prayed and I opened my Bible to the 27 Psalms. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And that's the time that I got rid of her. She was coming to see me because she didn't want to be cremated. She wanted to be buried like people are supposed to be buried. And she had talked to me about it about 4 days before she died. She had stage 4 cancer. I tell you, it was something awful when you see someone that's passed on. They come in your sleep. Hallelujah.
My God. All right, Mother. Let's go to our prayer request this morning. Some of you have heard some of these health tips and things like that that's helped you, but I know one thing that will really help you. Prayer will.
Got that right.
You're going through anything.
My.
I'm going to open up the line to you.
I have a prayer request. I would like to make a prayer request for my son, Major Lacey, this morning. He's going through his JERCO certifications today, and I just want the Lord to let the state come out and all the documents he had to spend time night and day putting it together to receive his JERCO certification again. And I'm asking you all to pray for him. At Mary's Mission, pray for me. I need your prayers. As far as I'm going with it, but I need your prayers. It's kind of hard to get over the death of a leader that did all he could to help you to stay alive. I'm having a rough time. I'm not saying that I'm not saved, but it's just the help that sometimes that you receive from people that are so nice and so kind, so gentle, and so loving, giving. That the men is responsible for us. We are help meets. And that Bishop Bonner was there for all of us. He was there for all of the people that he served and people that was not on his church roll. He was still there for them. I tell you, I don't know whether we'll ever find a bishop like him. So we ask in your prayers for strength. I just need the encouragement. I need the strength to try to make it through this.
Yes, ma'am. Certainly we'll pray for you. I'm
this is Peterson, unspoken.
Who is this now?
Peterson, unspoken.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas, area code 325. I would like to pray for my cousin's daughter, Kara Kinslow. It's K-I-N-S-L-O-W. She's only 17 years old, and she's having dizzy spells. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. She's having dizzy spells, and they have, they're going to take her to the doctor today. And I just pray that everything will be okay. I know everything will be okay because God's in control. And praise report. Do you remember we prayed for my uncle that had the spot on his eye, by his eye. I talked to him this weekend, and it's okay. I just want to thank y'all all for praying for my Uncle Leon.
Thank you.
And the doctor does want to see him back in 6 months, but everything's okay. So